universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This morning, as I took the paper towel from the plate from which I had my bacon for breakfast over to the garbage can, I noticed it was rather full, and I should probably take out the garbage today. You might ask, bacon? Yep, pretty much every single day I have bacon. My wife, when we first got married, she argued and fought, you shouldn't have bacon every morning, that's going to be bad for you. She finally gave up the battle. But now my sister has taken up the battle. Dave, you're going to die of cholesterol and over... Well, you see, my doctor, when I was in my 20s, told me I have hypoglycemia. That means my blood sugar drops way low. And he said the best way to combat this is to make sure you have protein at every meal. And in that, I just eat a light breakfast, guaranteed cup of coffee, and either just a bowl of cereal, or like this morning, just a piece of toast. I have to have some protein. So I have bacon pretty much every single day. Yum. And by the way, I don't make my bacon crispy and crunchy like a pencil. That's how my dad likes it, and that's how my wife likes it. I have a kind of where it'll flop over and where the juice is still in it. So when you taste it and go, and it's so sweet because that's the juices coming out of the fat. I'm sorry, I'm getting away. I took the paper towel over to the garbage can, and I realized the garbage can was pretty full. And it had a bit of an odor. I don't know what was in there. In that we here in St. Louis separate our recyclables from garbage. We literally can separate papers and plastics and metals, tins, aluminum, glass. Our garbage can tends to have just unrecyclable things, which means many times food residue and like that paper towel from the bacon, so my coffee grounds. Well, when I opened up, it pretty smelled pretty bad. And so tomorrow the garbage comes, so I have to take it out. And as I was throwing that in there, I thought, there's a Bible verse that talks about rubbish. And I had to go do a bit of looking, and I found it. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul actually says, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Rubbish. And that literally, that word in the Greek, and I looked this up, can mean garbage. It can mean dung, like from a cow. So you could slide in there the earthy word. The point is stuff you just don't want. You don't want to have around because it stinks, it smells, and you throw away. That's what he considers them rubbish, that he may gain Christ. What is them? Well, just prior to this, he was talking about how he had reason to boast in the flesh, in the human existence, in the human being that he is, because he was an Israelite, a Benjamite. He was raised as a Pharisee. He kept the law. And even though outwardly he had it all going for himself, including the race, he said, nope, I consider it as rubbish, garbage, dung, for that I may gain Christ. Because he realized it's not by race that you are saved, but by grace you are saved. The whole verse of Philippians 3:8 is this, says this, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord. Let me do that again. Compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. And then he comes again. For whose sake I have lost all things. So twice there he's used the word loss. Let me try it again. He said, I consider everything as loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. Now, when I think about loss, two things kind of come to mind there. One, car keys or glasses or shoes. I've lost them. Where did I put them? It means misplaced them, but you want them because they're valuable. Well, that's why he follows up by saying, I consider them rubbish, No, no. This isn't something I've just lost that I need to find again. No, it's rubbish. I'm going to throw it away. Second thing that comes to mind when I hear the word loss, my uncle lived in Chicago, and he every once in a while would go to the horses. There was a horse racing, and he'd bet on the horses, not very much at all. Nice Christian man. He's now home in heaven. He would do it about twice a year, just for fun, a day out, kind of like you go to a baseball game. He'd make sure he only spent so much money. Well, when people go to the horse races or any type of situation like that, they talk about their losses or their wins. Well, their losses means you put money down and you lost it. That means somebody else has it. Well, now that can apply too, because Paul says, I consider them loss. What's loss? All his goodness, his humanity, his being an Israelite, a Benjamite, keeping the law perfectly, a perfect life. He gave them up. Someone else has them. And who is that? Oh, not the devil. Jesus. He took all of that because Paul does describe later that all this goodness that he has isn't enough. It still isn't enough. And so Jesus takes his sin and his not good enoughness to the cross, where he takes our punishment and dies. Paul considers all that lost. He considers it as rubbish, so he might gain the winnings, Christ. That's what it means by grace, a gift given by God. It's the great switch. He gets our rubbish, we get his robes of righteousness, to take another picture. So as I take out the garbage today, I'll be thinking, yep, my life is a lot of good things, wonderful things. And I've been a good person. But Jesus, it's as good as this garbage if it's going to try to get me to heaven. I want to lose it to you, and I want your goodness to cover me. Let's pray. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks for everything, especially that you have taken out our trash and you've given us goodness, gifts of goodness. Wow. And even as we do the mundane things of taking out the trash, help us to remember that's what our goodness is like, because it's not good enough. But you take it so that we might have your goodness, which is good enough. Good enough that we can talk to you even as we're praying right now. Thank you. And may this give us boldness to speak to others about your goodness as well. In your name, Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.